The printer driver story is a good reminder that tool quality and user expertise are inseparable. And that leads naturally into some of the tooling stories that have real staying power in the HN community today.
OpenLogi is the biggest of them by score, 827 points, which puts it in the top tier of the day, even above Cerebras. The comments are at 233. Now, the description is sparse, and the URL just leads to OpenLogi. Org or N, but what the HN thread unpacked is that OpenLogi appears to be an open-source logistics and warehouse management system. And the reason it's resonating so strongly is that logistics software has historically been dominated by extremely expensive, extremely closed enterprise vendors, SAP, Oracle, Manhattan Associates. If you're a mid-sized e-commerce company, you're either paying significant licensing fees or you're building custom systems, and neither option is great.
The business angle here connects back to our Amazon conversation. Part of what makes Amazon's market position durable is that their fulfillment network is genuinely better than what most brands could build or afford independently. If open source logistics tooling gets good enough that brands can operate their own warehouses competently without paying for expensive proprietary systems, that potentially changes the build versus buy calculation for a subset of sellers. It's not a silver bullet, but it's a meaningful shift in the infrastructure economics.
Turbovic is a different but related kind of infrastructure story, 255 points, 31 comments. It's a Rust implementation of vector search quantization techniques inspired by Google's Turbo Quant paper. For listeners who aren't deep in the ML infrastructure space, vector search is how systems like semantic search engines and recommendation systems find relevant content by measuring mathematical similarity between high-dimensional embeddings. The problem is that at scale, doing exact similarity search across hundreds of millions of vectors is computationally expensive. Quantization compresses those vectors into lower precision representations so you can search faster with an acceptable accuracy trade-off. Turbovic claims to do this with very competitive performance benchmarks in a Rust library that can integrate with existing systems.
The HN community was cautious but interested. Several commenters wanted to see the benchmark methodology explained more rigorously, specifically whether the accuracy trade-offs at different compression levels had been measured against standard ANN benchmark datasets. But the Rust native angle was appreciated because a lot of the existing vector search infrastructure is Python-wrapped C++, which has a real operational complexity cost when you're trying to integrate into Rust-first systems.
Solo, the shared object loader for static Linux binaries, is a more niche but technically delightful story. 148 points, 170 comments, which is an unusually high comment-to-point ratio, suggesting the technical depth drew people in. The problem it solves is real. If you have a statically compiled Linux binary, which is supposed to be portable and self-contained, but you need it to load a dynamic shared library at runtime, normally you can't. Solo bridges that gap by implementing a dynamic loader that can be embedded in a static binary. The use cases the thread surfaced include plugin systems, JIT compilation scenarios, and certain sandboxing architectures.
Mojo going open source is probably the biggest long-term industry story in this batch. The Mojo language was created by Chris Lattner, who designed LLVM and was the original creator of Swift at Modular, which was subsequently acquired by Qualcomm. 69 points and 25 comments, which feels lower than the story deserves, possibly because it landed without as much context as it needed. Mojo was designed as a Python superset with Rust-like performance characteristics, specifically targeting the AI and ML workload space where you want Python's ecosystem compatibility but native hardware performance.
The acquisition by Qualcomm was a signal in itself. Qualcomm is competing hard in the AI inference chip market, and having a high-performance language designed for ML workloads gives them a potential software differentiator. Going open source now suggests they want ecosystem adoption rather than keeping it proprietary, which is a meaningful strategic choice. The HN comments were characteristically skeptical about whether Mojo can realistically challenge the Python plus C++ extension model that currently dominates ML engineering. But the technical foundation is solid enough that dismissing it outright seems premature.
Akuta shared memory swizzling post, 54 points, 2 comments, is the kind of deeply technical piece that gets upvoted by people who know exactly what problem it's solving. Swizzling refers to a specific memory access pattern optimization for NVIDIA shared memory architecture that reduces bank conflicts and improves throughput for certain tensor operations. The post is essentially a very detailed tutorial. The fact that it made the front page at all speaks to how many GPU programmers are in the HN readership actively working on this kind of optimization.
And the Sierra adventure game, Walking Dead State Detector, 81 points, 27 comments, is the kind of project that makes me love this community. Sierra adventure games from the late 80s and early 90s had a notorious design flaw where you could reach a state where completing the game became impossible. You'd missed a critical item earlier, but the game wouldn't tell you. You'd only discover it much later. Someone built a tool that automatically detects and patches these states. It's completely impractical in the sense that the commercial games industry doesn't care about 35-year-old game bugs, and completely wonderful in the sense that it represents someone spending serious technical effort on something they care about purely because it's interesting.